Your views, your news, your Limerick Today. With Gillian Devlin, in for Joe Nash on Live 95. Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Wildflowers may be a staple of every occasion. Did you know that 95% of cut flowers sold in Ireland are imported from abroad? This process involves significant air miles and has a huge carbon footprint. However, flower growers around the country are offering sustainable alternatives. For this week's episode, I travel to Elton to meet Fiona Clougherty, owner of Dún Mún Flowers. Her farm is free from artificial sprays and chemicals, alongside having its own rainwater collection system. Dún Mún grows divine blooms from delicate sweet peas to cosmos, with sustainable practices such as succession planting benefiting the ecosystem, as the beds are thriving with bumblebees and butterflies. I began by asking Fiona when the farm was founded.
Actually, what happened was we wanted to do social farming, and because we had land, we looked into conventional farming, but we didn't have the capital. And a friend of ours told us, or asked us, would we consider flowers? And as I liked them so much, that piqued my interest and I investigated.
How long have you been doing it now?
7 years. 7 years, yeah. The garden is growing all the time. It's getting to the point now where it's almost unmanageable for me. You know, there's a lot to it. I keep saying I won't open any more ground, but I always do. I just love flowers and I can't stop myself. My clients want the flowers to last in their vase. You know, like, there's a lot of cottage garden perennials that, you know, kind of old-fashioned flowers that I would do, like the delphiniums and the gladioli, the veronicas, asters, foxgloves. But I always, like, every time I read the catalogues, I see something new and I give it a try. So it would be like gift bouquets, like full floristry service. And I'm with my excess then, I'll pack them up and bring them to local florists. But yeah, normally all the flowers would be cut and in hopefully on somebody's table or in a wedding bouquet or something nice like
and
that.
Would you find that a lot of your market is wedding bouquets? And
Yeah, weddings, there's a good share of it. I have a market stall in Middleton Market every Saturday in Cork. I really enjoy that. Wholesale as well. Mind you, it's a matter of getting the florists to trust your flowers that they are going to last. Say they wouldn't be familiar maybe with all the varieties of flowers that I grow.
What would be some native Irish flowers that would be good for bouquets and flower
arrangements? Native Irish flowers, the floristry industry will sell what the consumer demands, but the way the floristry industry works is that most of the flowers are transported dry. You know, the freight companies won't transport them in water. So it limits them. You know, it's very, very quick from the point of, from when it's picked to when it gets to whatever florist, but they're transported dry. My flowers won't do that. But I like, if you look around my garden now, a lot of what you see there would be on your biscuit tin image of an English country garden. Cottage garden kind of thing, but they were what was in everybody's garden years ago before the horticultural industry streamlined, and then different varieties of those in different colours.
And they're gorgeous. Yeah. And I can see so many bees here. Do you find that you bring a lot of bees?
And it's the more I cut, the more we're in competition. You know, I end up working very close quarters with them. For me as a cut flower farmer, once the flower is pollinated, it's done its job and it starts to decay.
How do you find it being a flower farmer?
It's lovely. They're beautiful. I absolutely love, love, love flowers. But so it is a lot of work. Kind of like I'm so small. I've such a small footprint, really, that, you know, and the site, because of the way the site is, I couldn't use machinery even if I have it. Digging, which I'm not doing anymore. I'm going to do raised beds from now on. I'm going to do no-till. But yeah, I spent years digging and I think that was counterproductive. You know, it's not good for the soil, so I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to build up on top of the soil and it's just better for the whole soil ecosystem. And yeah, just when you get diseases then, like, it's tough because if, you know, ideologically you won't spray, you know, you might, like, I lost a full polytunnel of ranunculus this year because of greenfly. That was tough and they were gorgeous. And there, that was a big loss.
What was your reason behind no sprays? Because it makes your life a lot harder. You know, some would say, like, just use them perhaps. Or was it?
I heard an expression used years ago on a YouTube tutorial about the exponential function, which I think anybody who's concerned with environmental issues should be, you know, might make themselves aware of the exponential function. It's really, really interesting. But the guy who was giving the lecture, I think his name was Bartlett, and he just dropped this expression, and it was the causes of our problems are solutions. You know, so fine, you can spray, you can cure the problem, but, you know, you probably cause another one. And if you're killing beneficial insects, you know, so that would be my reasoning, if that makes sense. So, like, I mean, there is, I suppose, doing it this way, you have to kind of accept a certain amount of loss. It's not ideal, but you will have it. Hopefully it's not going to really, like, bowl you over.
If you're inspired by Fiona and would like to learn more about the firm, check out dunmoonflowers.ie. If you would like to learn more about the Irish flower industry and more about the local growers in your area, check out flowerfarmersofireland.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info. Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Gillian Devlin in for Joe Nash on Live 95.